For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, yes. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan and Seaside Events want to send you on the Browns Fan Cruise. March 3rd through the 7th. Enter the word SHIP. S-H-I-P, ship to 923thefan.com by the end of this hour to get qualified to win. Brought to you by Spirit Airlines, Seaside Events, and Sports Radio 923 The Fan. The word again is ship. S-H-I-P, ship. Send it to 923thefan.com by the end of this hour. I knew you were going to do it. It's time.
The only bad thing.
Everybody up on the Lido deck, it's time for your morning events.
Look, when they are good, it does deprive us of this song.
And for the kiddies, don't you worry, DJ Mickey will be appearing on the Lido Deck coming up at noon today to keep all those kids ages 4 through 14, to keep those kids dancing into the wonderful day as we are setting sail. Today is a day at sea, so make sure you take advantage of everything, especially all the jewelry on the fifth deck. On the fifth deck, make sure you take advantage. We have tremendous blowout prices. Remember, it's all duty free. Thank you very much for sailing the wonderful seas.
Hey, look, they're going to be playing Whose Offense Is It Anyway? You'll see our offensive coordinator, who certainly won't have to be working at this time.
He's setting up in the perch.
Yes. Come to the Lima Theater where we're playing Whose Offense Is It Anyway? The newlywed game. The newlywed game. Just have that. That was wonderful. We put together our offensive coordinator and our head coach and see how well they actually know each other. Oh, boy. Yeah, Browns vacation is here, isn't it?
Seems early. Seems early this time.
All right. You want to defend your Nick Chubb thing?
Yeah, I'm surprised this is at all controversial.
Because he's the best thing we got going for us. That's why it's controversial, dummy. You know why it's controversial. You're the first one to say it. I can't believe my boy's yelling at me. Yeah, because people are going to be yelling at you if you tell them something that it may end up being the truth at some point. They don't want to admit it now. And I certainly don't want to admit it now. I wanted to yell at you yesterday when you told me this.
Kenny, I would be more upset, or I would find this to be controversial, if I was like writing him off or saying his career was over, he'll never be himself. Like, Ezekiel Elliott is never going to be Zeke again. He's not. We just talked about him last segment. He's done. Like, he is washed up. He is a shell of his former self. I'm not saying that Nick Chubb is washed up and it's over. I'm saying 3 weeks in, it's not Nick Chubb. And I feel like most people, even when they disagree with me, like the guy who called up and is like, well, yeah, his cutting's not there. And like, okay, so you agree with me. He's not Nick Chubb. I don't know why you're so mad at me.
He didn't agree with you.
He did.
He didn't agree with you in the spirit of it, but he ended up saying things that you said. His emotions were totally different than agreeing with you. But he ended up saying a lot of the same things that you were saying, and I'm thinking, buddy, you're just agreeing with him.
Well, because I think people think you're saying he's washed up, he's never going to be that again.
Yeah, I am not saying that.
But it just kind of sounds like that when you say it.
Let's go to the phones. Greg and Hudson, congratulations on all your success. You're next up on The Fan. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
We're doing okay. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I came in the middle of a conversation about Nick Chubb, and I'm under the impression that this is one of Lima's main takeaways of the game yesterday, that he's lost his burst. And I was just kind of confused that that's the least of our problems, okay? And number one, when you come back from an injury like that, me personally, I wasn't even expecting Nick Chubb to be on the field this year, okay? Anything we got from him to me was going to be icing on the cake, a bonus. I expect if we still have him next year and there's no setback, that he'll get back to similar to himself, not maybe all the way back next year, but he'll have a much better year. He'll look much better than he did this year, okay? My concern with this organization, and frankly with all the media in this town, is this team has no hope going forward. There is no quarterback on the horizon to save this team. There's no quarterback in this room that's going to save this team. And I don't know what their plan is. I don't know to trust their plan because their track record is terrible with their player acquisition or player evaluation.
So what's the problem with the media then?
You guys just let the slide like this everyday thing.
Letting it slide? Who lets it slide? Who the hell lets it slide? Who lets it slide?
There should be a campaign in the media right now to get Haslam the hell out of this city.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, we're just going to make the owner sell the team is what we're going to do.
Hey, you want to know something? Pete Franklin did it back in the old times. I know why he can't do it now.
Did Pete Franklin actually get somebody to sell the team?
He got what's-his-face out of the Cavs organization.
Pete Franklin got Ted Stepien to sell the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He put enough pressure on him that he couldn't
Pete
take it Frank, anymore.
I can thank the late great Pete Franklin that Ted Stepien no longer owned the Cleveland Cavaliers. It wasn't trading three first round picks in succession. It wasn't having Joe Tate removed. It wasn't threatening to call him the Ohio Cavaliers. It wasn't any of that. It was radio show hosts. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you understand. I mean, we can go ahead and we can tell all these guys to sell a team. You're just going to get another owner you don't like. You know that.
Well, I don't know that. We don't know that.
Yes, you do. You know that. You know that well. I said the same thing about the Dolans, don't you? They're going to get David Blitzer. David Blitzer is going to make a splash, and then you're not going to like him because he's going to operate him as a business,
Greg. The Dolans are a whole different story. They don't even get going on those guys, all right?
You don't want me to get you going on the truth about the Dolans?
What about the Dolans?
Okay, what about them?
I don't need to know the truth about the Dolans. I know it already.
Okay, what's the truth about the ownership then? What, they hire all the wrong people, they fire all the right people, or what is it?
No, they don't want to spend money. We know the.
Which owners don't want to spend money?
The Dolans don't want to spend money.
Okay, so what about the Haslams?
I'm not saying the Haslams don't want to spend money. I never said that.
I know you didn't. So what? I said on to the Haslams. What do you want to say?
I said you need to get rid of them. They don't know how to spend money. They can spend all the money they want. They don't know what they're doing with it, okay?
Okay.
I'm sick of going in this revolving circle of mediocrity. They don't know how to identify talent. In the front office, they don't identify talent. They hired guys that they got a baseball guy in the front office.
And I never signed off on that myself, Greg.
Well, then that's what you need to do is raise your voice and get this guy
sit there. You think I haven't said to get rid of Paulie Podesta over the last 10 years? Are you nuts? Are you nuts, Greg? I've never once said that I didn't trust Paulie Podesta over the last decade.
Hey,
what?
I'm talking about your buddy Lima.
He's right across the table, Greg. Say it to him then.
He doesn't say about this.
Greg, damn it.
Guess what? You don't say anymore, Greg.
Greg.
I'll say old Lima used to say a lot of things. New Lima is more calm.
New Lima just cares about the cool stories about his kids.
Yeah, I've got two kids to worry about.
It's tearing
Serenity
us apart.
Now.
2-7 is tearing us apart.
Izzy comes up and she goes, fire cell?
Yeah.
Fire cell?
And the way she says
tearing
it, it's
us
so
apart.
Cute.
I'm sorry for yelling. Tearing us apart. Ain't never said nothing about Paul DiBodesta over the last 10 years. I call him Rasputin every chance I get. What are you talking about? I don't say nothing over the last 10 years about the guy. Got me calling out the history of the late great one.
Until the red face video comes out.
No, don't
put
that out.
Three different colors very quickly.
Yeah, because damn it, Greg, you know what you did. You gave old Marble Mouth of Crawford County what he wanted. Which that ain't even any good either. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing with the. I have no idea.
I bet Ed will change your mind.
You want to get to the phones? All right, let me get
Let's
to the
go.
Phones here.
Let's
Ed,
go, Ed.
Ed Navon, like, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I want to bring something up, okay?
Okay.
In my mind, the media has enabled the Browns to be this bad. you guys have lied to us for the past 12 months. All we needed was a healthy Deshaun Watson.
I didn't That's say, whoa, no.
No, I never said that. Because you're bread and butter by the hazel.
I know, Ed. I never once said that all they needed was a healthy Deshaun Watson. I said, I hope he comes back healthy and plays well, but I, you know damn well I wasn't sure of that.
Okay, well, who was talking Super Bowl for the past 12 months?
Super Browns.
Of course. So you never once thought of that they could go to a Super Bowl ever in your entire life?
Hell no.
Oh, I'm sure. So wait a minute. You listen to Sports Talk Radio, you're a Browns fan. You're telling me you ain't never thought the Browns could go to the Super Bowl ever in your life?
Yeah, I did in 1986.
Well, I'm not doing it in 86. I'm doing it in 2024. Now, I thought that...
They're never going to go to the Super Bowl.
It's never going to happen.
Never.
Okay, so listen, you can call me stupid for thinking that.
Okay, you are stupid.
Okay, but you can't call me a liar, because I wouldn't lie to you.
Wait, I won't call you a liar.
There you go. But you can call me stupid.
But we all got sucked in. We're all Charlie Brown. We all think Lucy's going to hold the football, and it never happens.
There you go. Ed, thank you very much for the call. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I ain't never going to lie to you, Ed. You can call me dumb. That's fine. I've been dumb before, and I'll be dumb again. Stop showing me pictures of the kids. What, because your son wins Charlie Brown?
Mason. Look at Mason.
Mason wins Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
There's Jimmy Haslam pulling that football away from old baby Mason.
It's Izzy and the witch. The purple witch.
Enough of this.
She was afraid of the Skeletons.
What happened? Why am I yelling at the callers with the callers, admitting that I'm stupid with the callers, and you're showing people pictures of your kids?
Do you have another?
That wants to call me stupid? Can we take it up?
Yeah.
Where did the media onslaught come from all of a sudden?
If people want to call in and call Ken Carmen stupid on this radio show, we will blow out the brakes. You got 44 minutes.
Hold on. We have the coming in hot button as well.
If
you can't get in on the phones, you can just go to the Odyssey app. It's right there for you.
Fred in Cleveland. Fred, hello.
Ken, I called in last week and I told you was going to spend the next 5 years talking about the Brown Stadium down in Brook Park. I'm glad to hear the fans calling in cooking the radio.
Do you really think I would sit here on a day after they lose by 17, and they really should have lost by 24?
But I'm going to
sit there and say, look over here at the shiny new Dome Stadium while they're doing that? Are you nuts? Come on, Fred.
Nah, but what I'm saying is it's got to suck to keep saying Super Bowl, Super Browns every morning when you know that they ain't where they going.
Fred, it's got to
suck. You wake up every day and you know
Fred,
they ain't
it's
going
got,
there.
Fred,
you gotta keep,
Fred,
you keep I'll do it right
Fred,
now.
Fred,
it.
I'll do it right
here.
Now. I'll do it right now.
Let's Fred.
Go. Super Bowl Browns! Yeah, let's go, Fred. It's got to suck to be worked into a shoot. That's happened during 1-15 when we were saying Super Bowl Super Browns, buddy. I will be dead, and at my funeral, they will chant Super Bowl Super Browns.
Yes.
I will make my sons do it. It will be in the will. I don't give a damn what the Browns record is at that time. I don't care. It don't matter to me. I will say that with my last breath, my last wish to God will be look my family in the eye and take my oxygen mask off, and they'll say, what, Daddy? What is it, Papa? And I'll look up at them and I'll go, Super Bowl, Super Browns. Yeah. That'll be the end of it, Freddy boy. Thomas and Shaker, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
We can take two more.
Hey, real quick, Ken, let me be real positive for a second.
Yeah,
man.
Go ahead.
My freshman year, or my first year at OU, I had to spend the summer there. and that was 2014. I used to listen to you every night on the radio while you talked about, while you hoped that LeBron James came home. And
I didn't. I would drink coffee when everybody would call about LeBron James coming home, and I would put the microphone up to the coffee pouring because I said it was a silly discussion. And then he came back. So, again, my track record's not that great.
Well, I enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Thomas. Thank you.
How many times have you, like, am I exaggerating this? But I swear to God, about 3 years ago, I heard at least 10 people say to me, it can't get worse than Baker Mayfield. I swear I heard at least 10 people say that.
Oh, it could have got worse. It did get worse.
Way worse.
Yeah, it did.
Way worse than 0-16. Mm-hmm. The only positive that I can think about this team is the fact that we have a chance to get a Cam Ward. That's the only
Wait a minute. Did you just say what I wanted to hear? Did you just say this is worse than 1-16?
This is worse than 1-16.
I want to hug you. 1-15. This is worse than 0-16 is what you just said, right?
Yeah, air hug. Air hug.
I want to hug you.
Radio air hug.
See, you get it. You get it. You get
it. Oh, yeah.
There's when you went into like 0-16, the year they went on, Thomas, thank you for the call. The year they went 0-16, like, I remember we had the call from the guy in Mayfield. I think his name was Scott or Sean. It was started with an S. And he said I was a homer because I thought they'd be 5-11. And that was incredible because I said they'd still be a way under 500 team and that I was being called a homer. That's where our expectations were. And then they went 0-16, but there were no expectations at that time. This year, there were you can be as bitter and angry as you want about the season, and rightfully so. They're 2-7, and we're talking about trading everybody right now. So it's not like you guys are lost on that. You have the right emotion. But I think that this is way worse than 0-16. Because there were, no matter what anybody wants to say throughout their anger over all this, is that there were expectations to at least get back to the playoffs here. This is way worse to me. Way worse. 0-16, yeah, that washes over you after a while. You've spent 8 years building this. You spent 8 years building this. That's why I got so mad at Greg. We're talking about DeBodesta. I spent 8 years watching all this. How long has that guy been here? Excuse me. How long has he been joining us on Zoom calls? Can't say he's been here.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think before Zoom was even a company.
Okay. GoToMeeting. AIM Chat. Dot Matrix. Whatever you want to point out there. Okay. There we go.
We're all very stable people this morning.
You already put up the video of me yelling.
Is that a good one?
I don't know.
I can hear it in the scratchiness in your voice.
Right? Yeah, I know. I don't want to be yelling all the time. Why can't you yell?
Not a yeller.
Like twice.
Not really a yeller.
He's more of a look at picture. Or
why do I got to yell? Why can't you stand up for yourself sometimes?
Anthony did get attacked this morning and handled it a much different strategy.
That's true.
And had the guy agreeing with him.
This sucks.
How'd you do, Ken?
This sucks. No, we laughed. We laughed. Greg and I laughed.
Okay.
This sucks. David Njoku gone?
I don't think so.
Za'Darius Smith gone?
100%.
Greg Newsom gone?
I think so.
Okay. All right, we'll get to Stefanski here in a minute. I can't believe they are 2-7. I can't believe this. I mean, I can, and there's a lot of guys out there who said I should. I can't believe they're 2-7. I cannot. I mean, you look at the record of 2-7. It just, there's so much about that record. Like if they were a high school team with like one game left, you go, oh man, they're having a real down year over there in Cleveland. What's going on there? Program? Are you a bad group of seniors? What's going on? They're 2-7. And how many games you got left? 8?
There's so many games.
8 more of these left?
And it's just not that their record, like the 1-15 followed by the 0-16, we all knew what was going on. This is a team that's trying to win.
Yeah.
And they're 2-7.
How are you 2-7?
And they're expensive.
How?
And they've got household names. They've got real big-time NFL playmakers.
It's a lemon of a football team. It's a lemon. We are in a money pit. I don't know how else to describe it.
Myles Garrett's paid what he's worth. Nick Chubb, I mean, he's paid what he's worth. I wish I could say anything better or more. I love him. God, I love him. I can't believe this is going on right now. I just can't believe this collection of expense has turned into this. 2-7, and we got to yell at all these guys. Got to get rid of all these guys. Yeah, I know. I know there's a lot going on here, and I don't like to call for guys getting let go because, again, it's just it's an acceptance of failure. It's an acceptance of it. And last year, there was something in my head that told me, well, you better enjoy this as best you can because it might not be this way. That's why I got so damn upset because I didn't tell anybody, all we need is a healthy Deshaun Watson. I didn't say that at all. For the love of God, I didn't say that. All we need is a healthy Deshaun Watson. Did that ever cross my mouth? That ever come out of all the things?
No, we need
all the things that go out of it and all the things that go in it.
We needed Deshaun Watson to turn back time and get back to the quarterbacking that he was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, if I could turn back time, I just wouldn't make the move. That's what I wouldn't do. Not saying that if I could turn back time, I'd just hold on to Baker Mayfield. Again, I think there's a lot of people running away from some of the things they said back then and are hoping nobody finds them or hears them. I mean, I wear the cloak of failure. I do. I didn't want to trade for Deshaun Watson. Boy, am I on the record about that, but I knew it was going to be time to move on from Baker. Hell yeah. And now we got what? How many more years left on this? So yeah, we are in Browns prison, and Greg and Hudson and I just had a prison riot is what that became. Great. We're shanking each other in the commissary. That's what Greg and I just did.
Is that what you have all that tape from Keith for?
Yeah, I got tape because I'm gonna put it around my shiv, and then Greg and I are going to go stick each other later on.
Do a tutorial. That'd be a nice video.
Rub that on the concrete. Makes it sharper.
Yeah. Holy Toledo, I cannot believe we're doing this. I can't. I mean, I can, but I can't. Do you not go through this like I do? Has this not hit you? I know you're the king of lowered expectations, so you don't allow yourself, but I'm going, I can't believe it's like this. I cannot believe it's like, I mean, you're listening to Andrew and Nathan do the game yesterday. I mean, the final quarter sounded like it was just a death march of what was going on. They're talking about the fans funneling out of the stadium. You couldn't get a win going on. You couldn't get anything offensively going on. We had one tremendous week of Jameis Winston where we dared to dream, and then that went right up in our faces. And here we are with all these guys, first round picks. I mean, Greg Newsom's a first round pick. We're talking about trading him here. And Jed Wills, healthy scratch. I'm supposed to make some big defense of Andrew Berry here this morning? Oh, hell, come on. Please. And by the way, I can't even say that the other guy would have done it even better because and I know everybody's going, Ken, what's going on in Detroit? Wouldn't you like John Dorsey? Wouldn't you like John? Yeah, guys, I like John. John's a good guy. John hired Freddie. He hired Freddie. And you know what Freddie did? Nothing good.
No.
Fun got to be around. Not a head coach. Why? John wanted his power. John got his power and ended up blowing up right in our faces.
In record time.
He hired Freddie. I wish I could tell you that was something that we can move past, but you can't do it because at that time, every year was precious. Now they all just run into each other. I can't believe this. I can't. You want to take a call?
Yeah.
I mean, we could start with Kevin Stefanski if you want to. Not supposed to call him two-time coach of the year anymore.
Yeah, people.
All right, you know what? Let's call him two-time coach of the year anymore. We won't call him two-time coach of the year.
Through,
I mean,
through
I'm just doing
games,
everything I can not to cuss right now.
Through nine games, basically all the goodwill that Stefanski had earned over the course of the 4 years prior that he had been here, taking the Browns to levels that we hadn't seen a coach take the Browns in a very long time, and earning the respect of everybody in the NFL, that goodwill was erased. In basically 9 weeks of football.
Everything I got in my power not to just say cuss words. Because I'm telling you, if we're out there in the lobby, I'm just going to go, how bleeping unbelievable is this?
Well, let me show you your bank account and see if you can say those
cuss words. Well, no, I'm not going to say them cuss words. Oh, okay. I'm not going to do it. I'm just pointing it out that, boy, I'd really like to cuss right now over all this.
At 10 o'clock, we'll go outside and we'll have a nice cuss session. Until then, let's hear from the
fans. Boy, there's going to be a lot of cuss words being said. 10 o'clock. You want to do a show event, we should do that. After a Browns game, come cuss with us. And we just sit in a room. We just let them fly.
Is there a Guinness record for amount of cuss words you can say in a minute?
I'm going to beat the Big Lebowski over it. I'm telling you that. Jim in Strongsville. I'm sure this is going to be positive and uplifting. Hello, Jim.
I mean, dude, how is Bubba Van Trump still here? That dude was supposed to elevate our special teams. Our special teams have stunk.
He played for the Browns, and a couple people have jerseys out there, so we give him a little bit of time, even though the special teams has been terrible.
We still got DBs that are miscommunicating. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I sat there till the very end of the game because where else was there to go?
What was that cartoon that used to be on Nickelodeon back in the day where the sun would come out and the bad guys would be frozen? They'd be frozen in time. Wasn't it like a troll show or something?
Gargoyles?
No. But stay with me, Jim. You remember that show? You don't remember that show? You guys are a little bit too old. There was a show that was on right before Eureka's Castle, and it was like something the gnome. And the bad guys, like the trolls of it, would be frozen if the sun came out.
David the gnome?
Might have been David the gnome.
Clarissa explains it all.
Jeff Swain got frozen like David the gnome or the bad guys in David the gnome on that punt return. Did you see that?
He just
went and the sun came out and it went, and that was it. He couldn't move anymore.
It's not fair, by the way. I think if we really want this to be fair,
what?
I think we need to start talking about Laser Eyes Ryan Day and maybe how people like Lima are running Bill Belichick out of town back in the day.
Do we have things mixed up? Should Mike Vrabel be the head coach of the Buckeyes, and should Ryan Day be the head coach of the Browns? 216-474-0092. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts, Jim.
By the way, Jim, you know, now to think of it,
why am I doing this sober? I can say these things drunk.
Jim,
why am I doing this?
We should have known very early on. Was the first game of the year that it seemed like our kicker didn't know the rule on special teams on the new kickoff. Remember, he ran down the field, and you're not allowed to do that at all. It was like the most egregious violation of the rules. Like, did Bubba and the team go over this at all?
And they thought Ken Dorsey was an upgrade. I mean, come on. You can't make this up.
I'm trying to read if I'm looking at the same thing.
I did think Deshaun Watson was an upgrade over the previous quarterback, and that is proven not to be the case.
No, thank you very much, Jim. I think it was David the Gnome. I think you're right.
Finally, we can agree on something.
Yeah, finally we can agree on something. I think it was David the Gnome. Tom Bosley was David, is a gnome in the forest who is 399 years old. And the Browns still ain't won a Super Bowl, David. It still didn't happen, bud. Oh, my God. Put the phone down, Andrew. Put it down. No. 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 No guarantees. No. Oh my God. You didn't make it any better. It's just made worse. All right, let me get Mitch, please. Hello.
All right, guys. I'm hoping I can give you guys some catharsis in this story. So
we'll see.
Saturday, Jason Kelce was in Happy Valley for the Ohio State-Penn State game. Had a crowd of people surrounding him as he was walking, and he attracted the attention of one fan who said something he shouldn't have, and he won a stupid prize for playing such a stupid game.
Kelce!
Hey, Kelce!
Kelce!
I can feel your brother's Kelce,
can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
Yeah, rightfully so. Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
This was amazing to actually see.
Yeah.
Because a guy is belittling him for his brother's Taylor Swift relationship, which was interesting. And you got to see him walk through the crowd. He is by far the biggest dude you'll ever see, like that you get to walk up and close to. And was it a fact? Is it a fact? Did he get the phone to the right?
I can't believe he took it with him.
The right guy?
I don't know.
Was it the one that was doing it, or did he get the wrong guy?
Listen, you do stupid things. Like, guys, you got to remember, there's still people. Like, does he have security with him or anything?
Yeah,
or is he just walking through the group?
He definitely has people around him.
Okay.
Well, he was there to do the kick for ESPN College Game Day.
These people, idiots.
Must be kicking in Timberlands.
Yeah, these idiots here. I mean, you are around. The guy just got done playing football. He just got done. They're aggressive people. And these idiots who walk around with these cell phones right in these guys' faces, like, this is the type of thing I'm serious. This is what's going to end the field rushing thing, which is great, even though, what was the team that was a four? Was it Baylor that rushed the field after beating TCU the other day? And like, well, you're 5-4. Like, okay. Like, this is the type of thing that's going to end that. You stick a cell phone at someone's face, you're trying to get a reaction, you're trying to get something, then someone's going to get really hurt. Like, if this is a cell phone, somebody says something terrible, yeah, you got it coming to you. And this guy wasn't going to do anything to Jason Kelce because it's Jason Kelce.
He did say something terrible, but it's to a guy who, you know, there have been many other sibling athletes in the world, right? I don't know that we've seen two as close. They do something together every week, and they live 1,500 miles apart from each other. They're constantly in each other's lives, and to think that that guy, who's a little unhinged anyway, is not going to smash your cell phone is a little crazy of you as a fan.
Yes, it's, guys, it's...
Yeah, what I want to know is after that happens and he so forcibly throws that cell phone down, breaks it with ease. Yeah. It was incredible. You could see the rage because he can't really act on this stuff very often because he's in the public eye. There are some people that are never going to feel bad for celebrities because of how much money they make. So they feel like they can film them at restaurants in their most intimate times of life. They have no privacy. That's kind of the bargain that's always made here. My question is, after this kid gets his phone slammed down, does he have the right to ask for a new phone? Because Kelce did break his phone.
I mean...
And he wasn't doing anything illegal.
He can ask for one if he wants to. I mean, but Jason Kelce could always tell him to pound sand.
Well, he destroyed his property.
Yeah. Are you going to get a lawyer?
That's what I want to know.
Will that be thrown out?
No, I mean, I kind of feel like Kelsey's on the hook for it no matter what. The question is whether or not this kid can go out there and publicly ask for that.
Well, it's a road rage incident without, you know, a vehicle, essentially, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people get in road rage things all the time that the guy that assaulted is the one that started it.
Like, we're all agreeing that kid deserves what happened to him.
Well, you say that sort of terrible thing.
I'm wondering is the next step here, can he now go and demand a new phone?
I don't see why he wouldn't. You might as well. I'll be very interested tonight. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in Kansas City on Monday Night Football, and you know who hosts the pregame show on Monday
He's
Night Football?
He's on that show?
Yes.
Mm.
In Kansas City, where his brother plays.
I can't keep up with all the shows, so that's awesome because he also has his podcast.
Well, will he be on the show tonight?
Yeah, why not?
ESPN's not going to give him a timeout for that?
No, ESPN wants this. They want this, right?
For throwing
they want
a phone this at you? No, I think it would be the other way. You say something insensitive to a person, he throws the phone. No, you got to put him out there. And again, I thought he was justified to do it. Does he have to buy a new phone for him? I don't know. I guess the guy could try to take him to court. I mean, Lyman, you brought it up. I mean, good God, we get the Fat Lock music going if you wanted to. Yeah, he did destroy his property.
Yeah.
Phones Even though you kind of got it coming to you.
How much are these phones now? Aren't they $1,300 bucks?
They're not cheap.
It depends on your storage. I just went through this with my 12-year-old yesterday. Yeah. Anywhere an iPhone 16 with the max storage right now is like $1,300 bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, ain't cheap.
Now, does College Game Day capitalize? And after they do the field goal kicking for sometimes $100,000,
phone throwing?
With McAfee. Do they have Kelce come on and do a phone smashing?
This was awesome. That had to feel so good. That had to feel so good because that wasn't just that guy.
No.
That was the internet. That was social media. That was his one opportunity to kind of get back.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.